wet July afternoon, over 5,000 cups of tea were served in aid of Ready for Life at the home of Daniel and Magella O'Donnell. The revival of the iconic tea parties came back with people flocking from across Ireland and even cross-channel. It was all part of the Boil the Kettle for Relay initiative. First in the line was Eileen from Kildare, and she was no stranger to beating the queues.
Well, we came up last night from Kildare, and we had all the meat supporters on part of the motorway coming up, so it was great crack coming up. And we left the hotel this morning, and we were here at 9 o'clock.
Have you ever been at any of Daniel's teas before?
27 years ago, I was first in the queue about 27 years ago.
And did you ever think that he'd open up the doors again?
No, I didn't. I thought when he retired 26 years ago, or whatever, 25 years ago, I thought that was it. But to have it back up today and to know it's for such a good cause, it was worthwhile coming the distance for it.
Davy Cowan of Relay for Life is an organiser, and he came up with the Boil the Kettle initiative. Having such a good response across the campaign over the summer, he says it's fitting to finish up here in Meanban.
It was an idea we had and the start of the year when we were looking to come up with a fundraiser, and we developed it from there with the Boil the Kettle appeal, which meant people in their own homes and businesses and came together and raised funds for Relay for Life, and all culminating today with Daniel's event here in Meanbad. And unfortunately the rain hasn't stayed off, but the crowds are here. The reports coming back from the parking areas that the crowds are still coming and the buses are flat out. So it's been a challenging experience today, but the crowd have been very patient and they've been very good, and they're here to have a word with Daniel and Magella, who have been great supporters of Relay for Life since the conception, and they hope they'll be with us for many years to come.
And there were crowds indeed. It's estimated 5,000 people, and I spoke to some of them who travelled to attend here.
My mother-in-law is from Donegal originally, so lives up in Crumlin now in the north, but my wife and I came over on Friday on the ferry and came down here yesterday so we could bring Sadie to see Daniel today, and it's been perfect because she's managed to get a photo with Daniel and her sister at the same time. So it's been other than the weather, it's been a successful wee visit.
Stayed up in the cottage in Annagry overnight, and we came down early this morning to join the queue. Of course we thought we were first in the queue, but when we arrived there was a lot of people in front of us, but we stood it out. We met lovely people and we had great chat and crack in the queue.
Is there many of you here?
There's mum and daughter with her, and we met those six people from Ballycastle. We met them in the queue, so we endured the wait together and had great crack, bit of singing, and we got chatting to Daniel and Magella both. They were very accommodating, both of them, and I'm sure it was a long wait for them in the rain, and I told them I was soaked. I didn't really want a hug. I didn't want to soak them up. He says, come on in here beside me, you'll be all right.
And just then, I'll let you go enjoy the rest of your tea then. Had you been to any of the teas before?
No, I've never been. They were away down at Crutch, was it? Kincashel? No, we've never been to the teas before. And we just heard it coming up one day on the radio, and I thought that'd be something nice to do, because we usually go up to the Gaeltacht area in the summer because the grandkids be up at the Irish College and Kalash the Wirra, places like that. So we always come up every summer. So we decided we'd come up this time for Daniel's tea party, and that's why we're here.
I couldn't believe it. I left Sunny Malhead to come down here to Kincashla to meet Daniel because of my daughter. But it's great to be here. It's great the atmosphere. I've met best friends from Dublin. We're all under the one umbrella, but it's great.
That last voice many of you will know is Councillor Ali Farn. In Donegal, there's an esteemed sense of pulling together in times of need, and the next two ladies you'll hear from speak to that every day. Maggie McDade-Piper regularly fundraises for local causes, and Geraldine Mullen, who suffered the loss of her family in a road traffic collision at Quigley's Point, say the support for events like this is so important.
Not too bad, no, sure. Irish weather, four seasons in one day, so Daniel's worth it.
Now, you're no stranger to organising big events like this here, and the support's what means everything.
Well, Real Life Alive be very close to my heart. I'm an oncology nurse in the hospital, so the invaluable work that Real Life Alive does for all the cancer patients and their families in Donegal. So only too delighted to come and get the cup of tea today with Daniel and Magella and support such a good cause.
Did a skydive a few years ago, Donegal, for TG's Wish to Walk. And I have done a head shave for the Donegal Hospice. I have done, what else? I had my charity 60th birthday party there a couple of years ago. That was half between TG's Wish to Walk and the Donegal Hospice.
And getting the support whenever you go to the effort of organising these events, there does be a worry that what if nobody comes?
Oh yeah, well I'm lucky because I'm involved with Care of the Age, Remelton. So I came with them and it's just fantastic.
The support was so much so that the event initially was scheduled to go from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, but it was 20 to 8 whenever they seen off their last guest. Daniel and Magella were so grateful to everyone who called in and who donated.
We just can't believe the amount of people on a bad day. It's I mean, we wish the weather was better.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It hasn't dampened the spirit.
No, it hasn't dampened the spirit of them. It's dampened for me. I'm just very disappointed for everybody that has to stand in the rain. But sure, what can you do?
Do you know what? I was speaking to them down there and they're saying it's all part of the crack. You know, everyone's going to remember the day that they came to Daniel and Magella. They got a cup of tea.
But you know, it's a good cause.
It is.
And it's
great
so
cause.
Great to be able to do it. And we're so grateful to all the local people that have helped this to happen.
Absolutely, they've the community effort, really.
So much work here, you have no idea.
Yeah. And the Relay for
all
Life
the
committee.
And people picking in, the Donegal Shores took in stuff. All the people.
Kelly Hygiene,
you call them. And the generators and
Purple Velvet.
And listen.
Too many to mention.
And we got buns made from somebody out that I got one at the Lennon Festival. The lovely wee buns.
Purple Velvet. And all our local neighbours
and everything. They're all in there and they're making tea and they're people putting in pancakes and bacon and everything. It's just overwhelming.
And the cause, Magella, especially for you and for both of you.
Absolutely.
I mean, it means so much. I keep saying it.
You know, one in two people are going to have cancer in their lifetime.
Unfortunately.
And that's a very, very high statistic, and I just don't know the people take it in. Like, there's four in our family, and two of my siblings have had cancer, so it's one in two are going to have it in their lifetime. So we all need to be raising funds for research so that it improves. And it is improving all the time, but it's an ongoing thing, so we need to keep at it.
That's the importance of days like this, even though it is raining. You know, the Relay for Life people are here, and you know, this money, some of it goes to services, but it's research that makes people live.
Perfect.
That's the important thing.
It really was a community effort, from the Gardaí doing the traffic control to the volunteers assisting with the guests and shuttle buses, and the Relay for Life crew, of course, were there as well, pitching in. 11-year-old Dara is a neighbour. And he was working incredibly hard.
Helping, so I am with Daniel and Magella. So I am, I just live down the road, so yeah.
You're hard at it. Are you looking forward to getting a cup of tea later?
Oh, sure. More than ready.
More than ready with the rain and all the hard work you're doing.
Oh, this rain's just bad.
But everyone's still very excited to be here.
Yeah. So it's all diehard fans, and fair play to them all for donating and all coming up here. Like, so fair play to them all. Like.
All in all, it was a great day. Everybody was in good form. They got their tea, they met Daniel, and were absolutely delighted with the day that was in it. And I think all that's really left is a song from the man himself.
Everybody, stand beside me, stand beside me. For if I should lose you, I just couldn't get anywhere. Stand beside me, stand beside me. You're the only.